PNC presents
Elmo's Adventures in Saving, Spending, and Sharing.
Money from Grandma.
Elmo, could you check the mailbox for me?
Okay, Daddy. Let's see. There is mail. Oh, catalog, magazine, another catalog. Oh, and look, look, look. It's a card in a purple envelope. Ooh, it smells like flowery perfume. Oh, this card must be from Elmo's granny. Oh, Elmo's gonna open it. The card has a picture of a funny monkey with googly eyes. Grandma always sends them with the funniest cards. Daddy, please read the card to Elmo.
Or, Dear Elmo, I'm sending this card to remind you to have fun at the Sesame Street Street Fair this weekend. Love, Grandma. Oh. And look what she paperclipped to the inside of the card.
What's that?
$1 bill.
You mean Grandma sent Elmo $5 whole? Yay, Elmo loves Grandma.
Yay, indeed. That is a nice gift. Hey, I could help you write a thank you note, but in the meantime, what are you going to do with your $5?
Well, Elmo knows he should put it in one of his 3 money jars, but which one?
Oh, good question. Maybe I can help you figure out where to put your money. Let's look at your 3 jars.
Well, here they are, Daddy. Jars for spending, saving, and sharing.
I see there's still some money left in your savings and sharing jars.
Yeah.
But there's almost no money left in your spending jar.
Yeah, that's why Elmo thinks he should put all the money from Grandma in his almost empty spending jar.
Let's stop and think about it for a second.
Okay.
When someone sends you gift money,
yeah,
you could decide to spend it all right away on something little, like a snack or a little toy.
Uh-huh.
But maybe it's better to save it for something big.
Like the fair. The fair is something big, Daddy.
Yeah, then maybe you want to put your gift money in your savings jar so you can save it for what's most important to you.
When your grandma gives you money, here's a tip I think you'll dig. Instead of buying lots of stuff, save for something really big.
Elmo's gonna take this gift and store it safe away. So he'll have money in his savings jar for the fair on Saturday.
Use your head and use your heart. Make good choices from the start. Now you're spending and you're saving and you're sharing.
But, Daddy, Elmo thought of something. Elmo might need a little spending money before the fair. And Elmo wants to have money to share with his friends, too.
See, I have an idea. Grandma gave you 5 $1 bills.
Yeah.
So maybe you want to put a little bit of money in 2 of the jars, but most of the money in the jar that's most important to you.
Ooh, that sounds good, Daddy. Let's see. Elmo will put $1 in his spending jar, and $1 in his sharing jar, and $1, $2, $3 in his savings jar.
Sure.
Because most of all, Elmo wants to save for the Sesame Street Fair. Thanks for helping Elmo make a good choice, Daddy.
Anytime, son. Now, let's start writing that thank you note for your grandma.
Oh, wait, Daddy. First, Elmo wants to shake his money jars. Shake, shake, shake your money holder jars. These jars make great maracas, too, Daddy.
Well, you know what, Elmo? They sure do.
Shake, shake, shake your money holder jars.
Yeah!
Tune in next time when Elmo visits the aquarium and learns how to share his money to help others.
These audio podcasts are part of For Me, For You, For Later, First Steps to Spending, Sharing, and Saving, a bilingual multimedia initiative created by Sesame Workshop in partnership with PNC Grow Up Great to help families share fun experiences and learning financial basics. It's never too early to start.